This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
I am joined now by Coach Geoffrey Toyana, who is a coach of the Easterns, and he is here to help us just dissect and understand and also look forward to this big final that's coming up tomorrow. As a start, Coach, welcome to Power Sport Extra. What were you doing? What were the emotions? What were you like at that, you know, time of the morning when we beat Afghanistan in the manner we did, and it was confirmed the Proteas are going to the final of a World Cup for the first time?
Yeah, good evening, Maskepe. Yes, I was watching. You know, like I woke up at 2:30 to watch the game. And, you know, like exciting, you know, very, very excited to see how the bowling unit again came to the party and, you know, put us in the final. I was, you know, it was too early in the morning, but I was screaming. I'm sure I did wake up the neighbors. But, I mean, for the first time in 32 years, you know, like we are, you know, in the final. You know, to date, you know, like we had lost like 7 semifinals, you know, across the two formats, the 50 overs and the T20. I mean, there's been heartaches, you know, over the years, and self-destruction as well. I mean, like that run out of Kluivert Donald in 1999, you know, like in the rain in 1992, when we needed 22 of 13 balls, then that became like 22 of one ball, you know, like in the semifinals as well, of the 2011, where we dropped catches, you know, we could not put like the Kiwis away. I mean, it was quite disappointing. And then also at home in 2003, you know, like we miscalculated, you know, like Mr. Duckworth and Lewis, you know, we lost against Sri Lanka. So like it's been hard takes and tears. But it feels good to be in the final. I mean, 8 out of 8, you know, like this World Cup, we have not lost a game. India the same. It will be a good final to watch. I mean, you know, I don't think betting first or chasing will matter like in this game. The boys have shown good character. You know, we've been under pressure, especially the games in America. Like the low scoring games.
Yes.
You know, like they're doing it, you know, like box style, you know, like those one pointers, you know, but it feels good to be in the final and, you know, like looking forward to tomorrow, really.
I mean, when you compare to the box style and the way they've been doing it and Bafana with the penalties, it looks like these national teams just want to see us dead, really. That's what they want to see.
Absolutely.
But you mentioned something quite important here, Coach Toyana. Because people, and on Twitter, I've had so many people say to me, yeah, me, I'm only going to celebrate after we win the World Cup. And even people who have been calling on to the show, they've been saying the same thing. And I am saying, as my argument, that what you've just explained here, you know, the lance closeness, the needing, you know, 20, you know, what, from 22 balls. there's no way that you cannot look forward to this when you've had so much heartache and it is there, you know, within grasp, where we can actually win the World Cup. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe people have got their reasons why they don't want to be excited, but is it possible not to be?
No, I mean, for me, you know, like I'm very excited, to be honest. And tomorrow, you know, also anything can happen. I mean, it's a final. You know, we saw like the Australians beating India quite recently in the 50-over final in India, with 90,000 fans, I mean, shouting for India. And the Aussies, you know, coming, the Travis Head, I mean, having a, you know, like a great final. So, like, nothing stops us. I mean, you know, like our betting group, you know, like from coming through for us. I mean, a Quinton de Kock 100. I mean, a T20 game takes two special, like, performances on the day. So, like, this is on the day. And, you know, anything can happen. So, like, my excitement is on top of that as well. Yes, like, we are excited, but we've not achieved anything yet. It's important that we are in it, you know, like, to win it. you know, because like no one remembers, you know, like second place, you know. Yes, we can be excited, but we'll support the guys tomorrow and hopefully we start well. You know, because India is a dangerous side. I mean, like Rohit Sharma has started to hit good form. And Virat Kohli, I mean, like they're chasing red. You know, like he's had a shocker of a World Cup. But he's a big player. He understands as well that, you know, like the final is a big one. He might come through as well for India tomorrow. But our bowling attack has been, you know, excellent. I mean, KG Rabada, you know, like has been exceptional. You know, like Andrich Nokia, you know, Plank Jansen, you know, the spinners in Shamsi and Cash, you know, like have been good as well. And the makeup of the side is going to be important as well because we've got Bartman, you know, on the wings as well. So, you know, no one will stop my excitement. And the only disappointing thing for me as well is that, you know, the majority of the people of the country, you know, like will not witness, you know, like this historic moment. You know, I mean, like if you don't have, you know, DSTV, you know, like you're not going to watch this game, which is something that's disappointing. And it would be nice, I mean, if this game can go, you know, to the people as well, so that the people can watch.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Coach. I think South Africans, especially for such an historic moment, South Africans deserve to watch it. Because I agree with you. And I believe that tomorrow by this time, the excitement will even be at a different level because we will be on the way to winning the World Cup. But talk to me about what stood out for you, Coach, in terms of the performance of the Proteas, something that you are saying we can build on as we are going towards this final.
Yeah, for me, I think the character, you know, like that the team has shown. I mean, if we're being honest, you know, like we've not batted well, you know, as a group. You know, I really think, you know, in terms of the batting group, we are, you know, operating at 20%. You know, like the batters have not come to the party. I do understand as well that the conditions were tough, you know, but like they've put the runs on and the bowlers have, you know, like have performed well for us. But the big thing that has stood, I mean, even when we're under pressure, you know, like we've shown character, you know, we've shown character and different players, you know, coming to the party at different, you know, like stages of the game. I mean, like we've not depended, you know, like on one player as in the past, where we've depended on the likes of AB de Villiers, you know, like Lance Krusner, like in the past, or maybe Hansi Cronier as well, if we take it back. So like this group, you know, like has pushed as one, you know, like there's good signs that are happening, you know, under pressure, you know, we keep fighting, you until the end. Like for me, like the character, you know, like it stood out for me. And it's quite exciting to watch, you know, like from the sidelines.
I've been watching the post-match interviews with the players, and most of them, if not all, have been talking about just how we've got good depth. We've got players for different kind of, you know, matches, opponents, conditions. Because on any day you can throw in a Shamsi, he's going to get you the wickets. On any day you throw in a KG Rabada, he's going to get you something. Marco Jansen, with the bat, ball in hand, is going to give you something. But I want you to tell me your feeling about the makeup of the team, especially the way it has been selected. Even the betting that you've said, you know, and we all agree that hasn't really come to the party. Only against England, I think, we saw glimpses of what we normally are capable of doing. But what have you made of the balance of this team?
Yeah, like the balance of the team, I mean, for me, you know, they've been playing together for the last 18 months or so. And like there were calls, you know, earlier on to drop one of the batters. But Rob and his selectors have stood by the batting group. You know, it was nice to see Riza Hendricks, I mean, getting 29 not out, you know, like in the semi-final. That should give him confidence. But how they've backed, like, those six batters, you know, like has been something, you know, quite special for me because it's easier, you know, to drop, you know, any player. So I think, like, their makeup of the balance of the team has been also on the conditions where like if they feel that the seamers will be good on the day, you know, like they've gone for Bartman to play. And then when they feel that it's a spinners, wickets or whatever the case is, like they've gone for Shamsi. So like the only change has been between Bartman and Shamsi. So it's quite disappointing earlier on as well to see on social media people doubting, you know, Kagiso Rabada. You know, it was quite disappointing. And I did have a go at a few guys as well. And for KG to come back, you know, like and show us who he is, you know, like has been quite good to see. But big ups to the coaching unit of the Proteas to back the players and, you know, give confidence, you know, to them. I mean, like the team is settled. Tomorrow, I think, at the toss, you know, like we'll find out whether Shamsi plays or Bartman plays. And also when it comes to Shamsi, I mean, like the Indians, you know, like have played him well in the past and he does not have a good record against India. So like that will be a big call for me.
So what would you go for if you were the coach?
Well, like the conditions, I mean, like Shamsi coming into the final, I mean, he took 3-0 like the other day. So like his confidence is quite high. And also, I mean, like he'll be playing in his first final as well if he does play. But he's a big player as well. I mean, like he's a match winner. You know, like if that ball comes out nicely, you know, like Shamsi, you know, like will win you games. So like that's gonna be the tough call. And I think the conditions will dictate, you know, like how they go about like their final, you know, like 11.
You do know the Kensington Oval, coach. And when you consider the low scores that we've experienced at this World Cup, I think the highest that we've gone as South Africa was just, I think, over 160 against England. And then India as well have managed a 190. They've managed a 170 in their semis against England. Looking at all those, kind of stats, what do you think the approach should be then? From a South Africa perspective, going to the final?
Yeah, I think for me, like the toss will be crucial because I think betting first, I mean, you know, is going to be important in terms of putting runs on the board. You know, putting runs on the board in the final is, is key. And the first six overs, I mean, Quinny and Riza, you know, like have to give us a solid, you know, foundation. I mean, and also like we've not that... I've seen the best of Etlasen, you know, yet. I mean, he's one of the best T20 players, you know, like in world cricket. So the start for me, you know, either with bat or with ball, like those first six overs, you know, like are going to be important. And we must keep going, I mean, like with the brand of cricket and like that we've played at this World Cup, play without any fear, you know, because like the Indians, I mean, like once they spot, you know, fear, you know, in us, you know, they'll come hard at us because with them as well, if you look at their bowling attack, you know, like that's one of the best as well in the world. I mean, Bumrah, you know, like he's a world-class performer. So it will be important. I mean, I see Bumrah like versus Quinton, you know, like for that power play. I mean, if we start well, you know, we like should put them under pressure.
I know asking you if we can win this match would be an easy question.
We are definitely winning this match.
So, but how? How? How is the question?
No, just breaking our skills. I mean, we've got the bowling attack. I mean, like they've shown us that like they can perform, you know, at this level under pressure. You know, I think it's important that we don't play the occasion.
Coach? Oh no, it looks like we have actually lost Coach Geoffrey Toyana there, but we will try to get him back on because we're talking about something quite important here. You know, when the Springboks were going to the World Cup final, we were all excited. When the Bafana team was going to the semi-final of the AFCON, we were all excited. I haven't seen, you know, the kind of excitement, as the coach is saying, I haven't seen the kind of excitement that we've been having for the Proteas, for the Springboks, we've been having for Bafana. Maybe the doubts are, I don't know, man. I don't know. In a final, once off, where we can come on, and because it's anybody's game at this point. Anybody can actually win this game. So I think people who are choosing to be scared, people who are choosing to be doubters, they are going to miss out on such an incredible moment because they wouldn't have fully been in it, fully enjoy it, because where they are now, it's more worry and anxiety, where they can't live in it like we do and have the belief like we do that we are going to win this thing. And then after is when they will go back and say, but how did we do it? How did we win this thing? So that is where, for me, I'm just finding it bizarre that people are just thinking, even when you are in the final, they can't really think we can win this thing. Especially given the fact that we are unbeaten at this competition. We went through the Super 8, winning all our matches. We beat England, we beat the USA. And then in the groups, we beat the West Indies as well. In the group stage, we beat Nepal. Close game, that one, winning by 1 run. And then we beat Bangladesh by 4 runs. We beat Netherlands by 4 wickets. And we also won against Sri Lanka. So for me, I believe, and which is what I wanted to ask the coach just before we lost him, and I'm hoping that, we will be able to get him back on. I want to understand, has the team been fully tested? Can we go into this final with the belief that we've been tested and we are able to come out on the other side despite any questions that an opponent can ask of the Proteas? And I am hoping that, for me, the belief is that we can. And yeah, coach, one of the things I wanted to ask you, as I was saying after we lost the connection there, is that would you say the team has been fully tested? Can India ask all the right, you know, questions, and we can have the answers based on the performances that we've had in the group stages, in the Super 8, as well as in the semi-final?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we've been tested, you know, fully, you know, because we're still questioning, like, the betting group. We are not sure, I mean, you know, where that 80 is going to come from. And, you know, India will definitely test us tomorrow. So, like, the character that the boys have shown, you know, I mean, also, like, to go 8 out of 8, you know, like, in a World Cup, you know, like, operating at 40% as a group, you know, like, that's something special as well. I mean, like, that's the same for India. You know, they've not lost a game as well. So, you know, like, the team that throws the first punch tomorrow, you know, is going to have the upper hand. But we've not been tested, but it's a final. You know, like, If that man of the match can come from the Proteas, then we are champions definitely tomorrow.
Is this the kind of team, coach, that you thought will take us to a final or win us the World Cup? Because you've said in 30 years we've had some incredible players, we've had some incredible moments, and nobody can doubt the quality that we've been able to produce in the past, in your Jack Callis, in your Lance Klusners, in your Makai Martinez, in your AB de Villiers. We've had the top players. But is this the team, when you look at it, that you thought is the one that's going to deliver a World Cup for us?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, if I go back as well, I mean, like, there were big debates, you know, like, rightly so, like, when the side was selected in terms of the number of black African players in the squad. You know, there was an uproar, you know, like, there were questions being asked, you know, why only one black African player, you know, like, is in the team. And like, the way they've backed themselves as well in terms of the squad that they've picked. I mean, for me, you know, like, it's a balanced squad. It's a balanced squad. We've got, you know, like, replacements for, like, every position. And also, in my eyes, I mean, like, the 15 guys that were selected, you know, like, we're the best guys. And, you know, like, we've got an all-rounder at 7 in a Janssen. You know, he can produce with bat and ball. And the spinners as well, we are covered there. Like, there's like Bjorn Fortein as well on the side. And, like, the batting group, I mean, like, these guys have played IPL as well. So I think IPL, like, makes a big difference. Yes, if you look at the teams in the past, I mean, we've had the AB de Villiers, the Faf du Plessis, you know, in the past, and like, the guys have not, you know, come through. But like this group, I mean, you know, like it's taken away the Chokers tag in my eyes. They've just backed themselves, and each individual is capable, you know, like of being man of the match on the day. And for me, like this is the group. I mean, you know, like we knew that, you know, like these guys have been playing together for the last 18 months, and the experience of the SA20 as well. You know, like Aiden Makram, you know, like has won the SA20 twice now. You know, like as captain with the PE team, and you know, the players seem to be playing for him as well, which is something that's lovely to see. And we are there now. And let's just hope the guys, you know, come tomorrow and produce something for the country.
Yeah, let me take a couple of your calls, 0861-987-000. I will first go to Pimville, where I've got Jeff. Jeff, I don't know, the excitement is there. Are you also part of the naysayers? Are you waiting to see if we can do it, or are you with us, believing that we can do it tomorrow?
Certainly. I think this is now or never. And this is the opportunity that we need to grab. Actually, I really wanted us to play India. India was my peak yesterday, between England and India. So India was my peak. I wanted us to play India. For some certain reason, I think we can manage well with India. We can have a plan. And I think it's a team that we can go at. When I check also, they are also under pressure to produce on the day. And us, I think we just, I think tomorrow the betting will come through for us. I think this is their only chance because of they have not been at their best. But our bowlers have been doing wonders. But I think tomorrow, especially if we can bet first tomorrow, I think we'll pull through. Then our bowlers, I see them wiping India off. But tomorrow, Skepe, I think this is our time and we should take it. I don't see anything stopping us. I agree also with the coach that it seems like the players, they are playing for Aiden, and he seems to have everyone moving in the one direction. So tomorrow is our day. Actually, this is the final that we have been waiting for, and India, it was my best pick. I think we'll pull through tomorrow, Skepe.
I am really hoping so.
Yeah,
as well.
The only thing that I'm just worried about is watching the game. I'm also thinking of going to Wanderers because of I won't be able to access it tomorrow where I will be. You understand? So I'm thinking but it will be good for everyone to watch the game. Imagine a black child seeing Kagiso Rabada, especially with that over that he bowled on Thursday morning. I mean, going for dot balls and two wickets, and especially with the pace that he was bowling at, it was really superb. It can really would have inspired a lot of black kids out there watching him there on that world stage.
I agree.
Good
with
luck
you.
To them.
Fully
yeah.
agree with you, Jeff. That South Africans, all of us. Rich, poor, coming from wherever, we deserve to be watching this game. It shouldn't be a game for the few. It shouldn't be a game for those who are able to afford. And Coach, let's talk about Aiden. You know, with every team, with all these protest teams that we have seen, the captain has always been under pressure. Even if he does is unable to, perform with the bat, you know, the supporters will be on his back. The criticism will be a lot. But it looks like there is some side of betting that Aiden is doing well. From how you've read the situation, what has impressed you in terms of how Aiden has led the team at this tournament?
Yeah, I mean, Aiden is a natural-born leader. I mean, I saw a stat the other day. I mean, like the World Cup games, I mean, like from the under-19 setup. I mean, I think the stats, like that under-19, like when they won it in 2014, he had played 7, won 7. And then the T20 World Cup when Themba Bavuma was captain, I think Themba missed, I think, 2 games. And then Aiden was captain for those 2 games, and then he won those 2. And then now he's gone, 8 out of 8. So, you know, like the games that he's been captain in, you know, in the World Cup, he's won everything. I mean, he's not like lost any game. And you know, like he's a good leader. I mean, he's quite calm. Yes, the runs have not come in for him, but like the way he's fielded as well, like the catches. I still remember a catch he took against the Dutch. I mean, like to win us that game was really, really something special. But he knows. I mean, you know, he sets high standards for himself. You know, like I know him very well as well, and he knows that he owes the country one. And I'm just hoping, you know, tomorrow, you know, like we'll see the best, you know, of Sauce. I mean, like the way he's captained, like the team has been, you know, quite exceptional. I mean, the bowling changes, you know, he's made, you know, like he's made the right decision at the right time. So yes, quite excited to see, you know, like how he comes up tomorrow. But you know, like he hasn't lost a game. So I'm just hoping that that trend continues tomorrow.
Now, coach, for you, what is it going to mean? What is it going to mean finally lifting that trophy?
Yeah,
I'm asking as someone who has also actively contributed towards the careers of the players that we have in that team, contributed to, you know, South African cricket. You've been there. You've seen it all. You know, the heartache, the tears, everything. You've seen it. You've been there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like as I said earlier on, I mean, you know, it's been 32 years of tears. The country is going through a lot, you know, at the moment. And I think, you know, winning like the World Cup, like the first one, you know, for us will mean, you know, like something, you know, good for the country. I mean, for me personally, you know, it will mean the world for like to me. I mean, we are a talented, you know, like sporting nation. I mean, like the box, you know, like they've just won the Rugby World Cup, and the football boys, I mean, got, you know, third, you know, like at the AFCON, and, you know, like the cricket boys, I mean, to win this, you know, I'm just hoping it can bring the country, you know, closer together. And closer together as well as the people. So, like, it will mean a lot to me, you know. And I'm sure, like, for the many, you know, like South Africans, you know, out there. And I think it's important tomorrow, if you can't get to the Wanderers, you know, just go to the Wanderers and watch some cricket. And, you know, hopefully, like, we can celebrate.
Absolutely, Coach. Yeah, thank you so much for your time. And we all wish the Proteas the best of luck. We all believe that by the time I am sitting in this chair next week, I will be talking about the champions of the world.
That will be great. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely. Okay. That is a coach, Geoffrey Toyana. I mean, I did say that this man has actually, you know, helped, has developed the careers of many of the players in that team. And I think he's one of the best people that you can talk to in terms of the Proteas. And I believe fully, no doubts, no ifs, no buts. Tomorrow when I watch that game, I will be watching it with the belief, with the hope that by the end of the day, in fact, when you greet me next week, you must be saying, good morning, world champion, Matsebane. That's what you must be saying to me.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.